Good morning and welcome to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you're here. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ. I often come to this passage of Scripture because it is so full of wonderful statements from our Lord and as He prayed to His Father, but specifically themes that He sought that His Father would do, not just for those that were alive at that time, but for us. As he prayed. In verse 13 it says, "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Now that one phrase right there is overwhelming to consider. When he says that they might have my joy, the Son's joy, you and I enjoy it and have it and possess it. Now what does that mean? His joy. He said, my joy, but it's His joy. Well, it's far different than what we would call joy here upon this earth. It's exciting to see kids score a goal and we jump up and down. That's not really joy. When you have a birthday party and everybody's singing to you and you got your birthday hat on and everybody's singing and you're smiling and everything, that's not biblical joy, you understand. That's just happiness. You survived another year and you're there to receive a gift. And so we get happy about that and we jump up and down. But that's not what the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about when He says, my joy. What He's referring to is all that makes up the relationship that is enjoyed by the Trinity. Do you realize that love existed in the Trinity before it ever came to earth? God the Father loved the Son. God the Son loved the Father and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit loves the Father and the Son. They enjoyed love prior to their ever being human beings. So God did not create the heavens and the earth and human beings so He could have fellowship because He was alone. I've heard that many, many times. That's not. They had the joy of heaven together among themselves in the Trinity. And Jesus said, I want fellow believers, those human beings that come to faith in me, to know that joy that exists between us. Now that's a remarkable desire. I doubt we've ever prayed that kind of prayer, that we desired for other people to enjoy the fellowship that we have with Jesus Christ. But nonetheless, Jesus Christ prayed that prayer. He sought it for you and for me. Now the question is, do we have it? Do we have that kind of joy? The joy that exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and throughout the Trinity, that wonderful joy that passes all understanding. That's a question that only you can answer. God knows how much joy you have. God knows what kind of relationship you have with Him. None of us do. We can guess, but we're not God. We don't know. That's between you and the Lord. So I want to encourage you. As you begin this brand new week, as you go through each day, would you seek God's face and say, Lord, I want to know that joy that you talked about in your high priestly prayer, that you prayed for us. Lord, I want that joy that existed between you and the Father and the Holy Spirit. I want it to be real in my heart and in my life. That's when you start understanding and seeking to be a true Christian. Seeking to know God's best for your life is when you desire for His joy to be in your heart and life.